What's going on, my people? Hope you are all in a great place mentally. I'm not going to say too much, just going to jump right into this one. We have Ace, who is an up-and-coming rapper out of Los Angeles. He's going to talk about how his experiences of growing up in Watts, California has shaped his musical process. His experiences of life and death play a vital role in how he makes his music. So he's going to touch on that and how he uses it as a form of self-expression, really. So you know he's an LA native. He has that LA sound in his production that we all love. So I'm going to leave a few links in the description so you guys can check him out. But with that being said, let's get into it. Here's episode 69 of Ambiance Podcast with Ace. What up, people? Welcome to Ambiance Podcast. We got a very special guest today, a man I've known since 2016-17. Went to college with him. Now he is a rapper in Los Angeles, up and coming, and he goes by the name of Ace. How you feeling?
Feeling good. You feel me? Another day. I'm still breathing. I'm blessed.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Let's get a cheers in real quick, bro. Because I know that Ace as like a football player and as a person, and it's dope to see you embarking on this new journey with music, right? Yeah. So what inspired this like transition from like a athlete to an artist now?
All my life I've been like a to self person. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I don't really talk a lot unless I'm with my niggas and we outside. You feel me?
Yeah, I could see that too when we was playing football.
Yeah, you feel me? I done lived a whole bunch of different lifestyles, and it just like I wanted a chance to speak. You feel me? I thought about it. I caught up Blanche. I caught up Blanche, and she was like,
Blanche Hughes?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to her. She was like, what you gonna do with this communication major? Like, you good at it? And I'm like, shit, I don't know. Why, you know, I ain't said it like that.
Yeah.
You know? But basically, it wasn't nothing I wanted to use it for. You feel me? But I don't know. I just found music.
Have you always been into music like that? Or is it just kind of like a thing that you ended up picking up on later?
Nah, I freestyle.
You freestyle?
That was my thing, you feel me? And then I just started doing it so much when I got back from school. Everybody was like, man, you should get serious, man. It's dope, you feel me?
Yeah.
Ended up going to the studio, making a song. Got more good feedback, you feel me? The positivity just was like, and it felt good doing it. So
it felt
like,
right?
Yeah.
That's the best, bro. I feel like when something happens organically like that, it's better for longevity because you're in it because it happens so like organically and normally, you know? Yeah. I had the same type of thing happen with me with this too. Like when I was playing ball.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Proud of you. Appreciate you, my G. When we were in Colorado, I was at the school radio station. I had my own radio show where I had like a little time slot and I was just playing music the whole time, music that I liked. And what do you notice in Colorado? Like there's not good music out there, bro. Yeah, anywhere you go, like the night scene, there's like no pocket that's similar to LA. So I started that radio show. I was playing that type of music, like LA music. And then after I graduated, I was like, yo, I like doing that other shit, that like that radio shit. So how can I like repurpose that and started this thing?
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. Like when something happens organically, it hits different.
Yeah.
Way different.
Why not?
Exactly. So why the name Ace? What? Tell me about the significance of that.
Shit, it's the best card in the deck. You feel me?
Okay.
I always knew that I was special. Just fell in love with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fly name, Ace. Mm-hmm. It has. I feel like if you have a purpose behind it, too, that helps out a lot, too.
Yeah.
What do you think you take with you from growing up in, you said Watts, right?
Yeah.
What do you think you take with that when you're making music today? Does it have like an influence on the way you make music or write music?
Definitely. It's just life. You learn situations, you feel me? You can't control everything. Certain shit just hit harder, and then the other days it just best time of my life. You know, life is up and down for real.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah,
that's the type of experience you had with growing up in Watts.
Facts.
Were there any like specific situations or stories that happened that kind of shaped you? You know what I mean?
Definitely, shit changed you, and it might not even happen on the first time. You feel me? But the more and more you experience life and death, you feel me? The more it affects you personally, you feel me?
So do you take that with you when you're like, cause you write your own songs, right?
Yeah.
Do Do you take that with you when you're like making the lyrics and you're doing the creation process?
Definitely.
Like everything is real, right?
Yeah. And it just off how I'm feeling in the studio, I could play any beat and just however I'm feeling, whatever I was going through that I got on my chest, I just let that shit out. Good or bad.
I was gonna ask you too, like, what's your creation process like when you're like making music? Like, how do you start? Like, how do you get your inspiration?
Shit, it's already inside of me. So, like, when I go through shit, I don't like to vocally say, you know, I stay quiet, I stay to myself, feel me? Because when I snap, you feel me, I don't recognize myself sometimes, so I keep that shit bottled up. As soon as I get to the studio, let that shit out.
And it's kind of like a form of expression for you, like therapeutic, you know?
That's why I feel so good.
Yeah, and that's how you know you're doing the right thing too, you know what I mean? That shit feeds the soul.
Facts.
But when you transitioned from like a athlete, I wanted to ask you this, to like an artist, do you take some of the same qualities with you in terms of like work ethic to making music, like the creation process of it?
I should. But I don't. And that's been my thing. Like, you feel me? I start it and I do it just because it feel good. I don't do it to try to get money and get rich off of it. I started off doing it just for fun, feel me?
Yeah.
Then niggas just started pressing me, feel me? With the wolf, everybody in my ear. Money start coming in, you know, all type of shit good just start happening.
Yeah.
Then it was just like, shit, I could do this. If I do this, I can get this. All I gotta do, what? You feel me?
Yeah.
Easy.
And do you think that since you had like so much success in football, that it built like a confidence in you to believe that other things are possible to reach because you obtained such like a high level of success, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that. Well, it do. It made me feel like I could do anything in the world. Like, you feel me? I went from here to college, Colorado, out of all places with the white people. You feel me? It was just another lifestyle. Then I came back to this, and it was just like, damn, like, you could really go anywhere you want to go if you really put your foot on the gas. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, you said it earlier, too. You experienced so many different type of lifestyles already, and you're not even, how old are you, probably like 26, 25?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah, so in that short amount of time, you live so many different lifestyles. That probably makes sense that you'd be good at adapting to things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's in my nature.
Exactly.
You feel me?
That ace nature.
Okay. Different breed.
A different breed. I love it. So let's talk about the new album. It's called A Painful Celebration, right?
Yeah.
What's the meaning behind that? I like the wordplay on that too.
Shit. You know how I say shit bottled up and I get in the studio and it come out. So basically, this year a nigga experienced a lot of death. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Family, friends. It just shit bottled up. But every time somebody died, we end up celebrating life. You feel me?
Ah, I see what you mean, yeah.
And I noticed it. It's been so much death that a nigga started noticing. Niggas started hate funerals and all that shit. But it's just like, niggas end up getting so lost up in this bottle, you feel me? It made me remember all the good times we had, you feel me?
Yeah.
And it'd be everything, everybody around, just good stories going around. Everybody drunk and happy, like you was here, like party for you. Feel me?
Yeah. So the album is kind of like a, like dedicated to the people that you had all those experiences with, right?
Mm-hmm. All the ones we lost.
Isn't it crazy how like you see these rappers die, right? Like Nipsey Hussle or Mac Miller, and they're just celebrated so much more while they're dead than they were when they're alive. Yeah. So it's like, I think that goes perfectly with what you're saying.
And for some people, though, that shit actually hurt. Even though we smiling and drinking, that shit still hurt, feel me? It just make you want to pick up that cup some more.
So that's why you call it the painful celebration. And then the cover art, I peeped that too. It's like a casket, right?
Yeah. So that was shit. My grandpa's funeral, my grandpa died. This was crazy. So I woke up for my boy's birthday. On the way to get an outfit for that, they called and said my grandpa died. You feel me?
Damn.
So same day we grieving right there for that, got a call saying my brother-in-law just got shot in the head.
Damn.
Feel me? And it just like, this shit hurt. Like, you feel me? Life, like you can't control anything. And it just, that shit,
I feel you. Yeah, so that, so this album must have meant a lot to you.
But shit, it was also hard to write because I wanted to say a lot more than I said. I don't like people knowing that side of me. I don't want people to know too much, you know? So
yeah,
I kept some of it bottled up still.
Yeah.
So
the sound of that album, what would you say like the sound is for people that haven't listened to it yet? How would you describe it?
Good.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. You got to go listen to that motherfucker. Ain't no spoilers.
Because I listened to it, right? I won't say too much about it. But what I will say is it really has that like L.A. sound from like a production standpoint. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you could tell that. You know, you're from where you're from because mm-hmm. you can hear it in the music. Yeah. And I like that type of production. So I feel like that with the way, from what I listen to, the way your style is too, I feel like it matches really well with that shit too, yeah. the LA shit.
Good looking.
You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't picture you on some like Playboi Carti type beats. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you kind of like you're kind of like a lifestyle rapper. And I think I touched on this earlier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, LA for sure. That's me. Feel me? So it's only natural you say what you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now that the album's over, like what's coming after you next for Ooh. You like are you gonna like chill off of it a little bit and then come back? Are you gonna
hell
keep
nah.
attacking?
Hell no, nah. I got videos dropping soon.
Oh, you got music videos for the
just shot one last Saturday, coming soon. I got music videos out too. I really do this shit, feel me?
Okay.
But, yeah, just shot one of them. I'm gonna be shooting another one probably like 2-3 weeks time, and the whole time, well shit, not this week, but the week after next, I'm starting the next album already.
Wow, you starting the album already?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to be doing my thing with this one, letting it fluctuate, feel me? The promotion and all that shit come with it. But I'm all, man, you feel me? I love doing this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Why would you stop?
Yeah, I love doing it.
Yeah. When you were making the album, the one you just put out, mm-hmm. The Painful Celebration,
yeah.
did you go through any like inspiration blocks, or like did you know you wanted to make this album, or was it like you were experiencing it as you were making it?
That type shit. So
okay,
I go to the studio, right, and like I said, shit was just happening back to back to back. So one studio session be like this moment, next studio session this moment, but it all add up and it's just like damn, like feel me? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this next album gonna be like?
Damn. Shit, I can't even tell you.
For real?
My life changed every day.
Yeah, because as artists, you draw inspiration from life. Yeah. So sometimes you got to let life happen. If you're not experiencing nothing, you can't force something, right?
Facts. You got to put yourself in them situations.
Yeah, because when you force it, it feels like work, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel with this, too. Like, at the end of the day, I do this because I love it. Like, I don't technically need it, but, like, if I start doing it when I don't want to do it, then it's just like, what's the point? It's a job at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Facts, bro. That's one thing I don't want.
What?
A job.
A job.
The J-O-B.
I hear you.
Shit, life is a job, though, if you want to keep it a stack. But
it is. But sometimes, bro, I'm kind of like that, too. I don't like to be average. Like, I don't want to live an average life.
Yeah,
like,
bro,
I want to.
That shit ain't worth it. It's a waste of time.
Like, life is too short, bro. If anything taught us in the past year is that life is short as hell.
Find something you like doing. Go for it.
Hell yeah. So, growing up in Gardena, what type of music were you listening to when you were early on in your life? Like, how do you draw inspiration from?
See, I'm gonna give you this back. When I was going to Gardena, I wasn't even listening to music like that. It was
for real?
It was straight sports for me. I ain't even had time for music.
Mm.
Straight to school, straight to the field, or basketball court, or baseball field, you feel me? It was just sports as a kid. That's how they kept me out the hood as a jit.
Yeah.
When I started getting reckless and going crazy, nope.
That's how they keep you busy, right?
Mm-hmm. Facts. And that shit worked. Shit. End up getting a scholarship off that shit and all, so I ain't complaining.
Yeah, not at all. Mm-hmm. It's like a finesse sometimes.
Fact,
at some point, like,
everything,
you gotta finesse
everything
the system.
Happen for a reason, I guess. You feel me? Make it work.
And oftentimes, where places like you're from, it's like those are sometimes your only two options, like sports or music. That's how like a lot of people make it out. If it's not one of those two, it's like, you know what I mean? There's not many other opportunities.
Facts. That's crazy. I do remember when we was growing up though. Niggas did used to go to the little parties and shit.
Oh, really? Little functions?
What? Every nigga in the world thought he was a freak. What? It was crazy.
What type of music were you listening to at that time, though?
Shit, I wasn't really listening to music unless I was doing something I wasn't supposed to be doing.
For real?
Or we was at a party, you feel me? Look, that little Corey Say Yes, all that type. Oh, yeah. It was going up back then.
So what are some artists? Let me ask you this. I'm really interested in what you got to say on this. Like, what is a artist that you would love to work with right now in the future?
Ooh. There's a couple of them. Ooh, I got to pick one. I'm just go with the Drake.
You can do a few.
I'm just go with the Drizzy if we going
okay,
all
the
out.
GOAT.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
You're
lie.
You're go straight with that?
Yeah. Why not?
Nah, Drake is one of my favorite artists too. And if you collab with him, like, you go straight to the top, bro. You see the collabs he's done with Smiley, with Draco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after that, you blow up, bro. All you need is a feature from that boy.
He's a necessary landmark.
Yes, sir.
Feel me?
What are some obstacles that you face in the music industry so far? Because I know you're still young in your career. You kind of just started with it. But what are some obstacles you face?
Shit, hate.
Hate?
Love. So, with hate, a lot of niggas come out the woodworks, you feel me? Don't even know you, really, you feel me? Get the hating on you and shit, talking down on you, shit on you, all of that, you feel me? You got to ignore that little bullshit, though.
Yeah.
And then what I said, love. Love because it's just a lot of people you end up, like, fucking with on that journey, like, you feel me? Niggas say no new friends, but it take a team, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then as you going along, you find niggas like, oh, man, my dude, like, niggas get to helping you get to helping each other. It's a beautiful thing, you feel me?
Yeah.
But you can't give everybody everything. And I feel like everybody started wanting more of you.
Once you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Yeah, like, they want parts of you that you can't give it. Then when you can't give it, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know what you're saying. Like, people will take from you until you have, like, nothing more left to give.
And if you don't notice it, it's just going to fuck you over in the long run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that actually feeds into what I want to talk about next, too, is just, like, what are some things you hate and love about the music industry?
Shit.
From what you've experienced so far.
What I love about the music industry, I like how this shit just fit together, you feel me? It's look like work, you feel me? But all of that work could be fun, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's a job, but it's something that you end up, you know, liking to do. You benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
You like getting dressed, go ahead, throw outfit on, take a couple pictures, you feel me? Easy, you feel me? That's the easiest fucking thing people could do. But what I hate about it is just everybody want to do it.
It's very saturated.
Yeah, everybody want to make music. Not everybody good at it. Not everybody want to hear that. A lot of niggas can't take criticism, you feel me?
I think now what's made a difference is that it's so easy to to upload your music to these streaming services. Before, like, you needed, like, a publisher to publish it to, like, a CD shop or some shit. But now it's like you could just do it. Anybody can make a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that creates that, all that. So at the same time, do you feel like there's a lot of competition out there? Do you think it's a little bit harder?
I ain't looking at it from competition standpoint.
Okay.
None of that. I ain't worried about none of that. It's just so many voices to be heard now. I don't know when they're going to hear mine.
Yeah, it's like, how do you get your name out there?
Yeah, that's all it is. And I just started doing this still, so it's just like, you know, I don't know as much as I want to, but I'll get there. I ain't worried about it.
And at the same time, I feel like if you put out good music, like, people going to notice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People, especially being in L.A.
When they hear it, they're going to hear it.
Yeah, and this is the right place to be for you, I feel like, you know what I mean? Could you imagine if you were trying to be an artist in Colorado?
That
should be a totally different story.
That shit wouldn't have worked out for me, because the engineer wouldn't even know my sound. He wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Niggas got to be able to relate on some standpoint. You feel me?
Yeah. Who do you work with right now, like, as far as producers or, like,
well, shit,
who's on your team?
I got a boy I call Proverb right now. That's the boy I fuck with, my engineer.
Okay.
And then shout out to RZN. I be up there. You know, I fuck with them. I don't go there all the time, but when I do, we make magic, you know. Then I got a couple people that I do music with. On this last one, I just, you know, shout out my nigga Mo, shout out Murph.
For sure.
You don't mind, right?
No.
All right, say less. Shout out my nigga Fats.
Okay.
Shout out my nigga T.B.B., Just Dre, Wolf here, you feel me?
I saw a lot of them were features on this album, yeah, too, right? Yeah,
that's what I'm shouting out. Okay. Painful Celebration.
Got
you. Jumped on there. Shout out my nigga D-Min, D-Mon, C3, Free Him.
Bet.
Yeah.
Is there any like art or producers that you would want to work with right now? I don't know if you've heard of, you heard of Cypress Moreno?
I've heard of him.
He's a producer. I feel like you would go off on one of his beats. I would love to see you guys work together, bro.
Shit, we're gonna have to make that happen.
But I want to see you with like some good ass producers, bro. And what you put out on that last album has good production.
Uh-huh. Quality.
Quality? Yeah. You believe quality over quantity?
Yeah, hell yeah.
For real?
Yeah, quantity and shit ain't gonna matter if that shit suck. Listen to the first song and I want to listen to shit else. You feel me?
So how often are you gonna put out music, do you think?
Shit.
Are you gonna focus more on that quality? With that being said?
Hell yeah. So it is easy for me to make it, but sometimes I get in there and make it so fast, I don't think about the little details that go in there, you know, shit that I should have added, you feel me? Shit that I should have tuned up a little more, something fixed up.
It's all a learning process,
yeah,
though,
it is.
Too.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is. But you ain't going to be able to ask for it if you don't know what you're asking for.
That's so true, yeah.
Still learning. I'm gonna get there though.
Yeah, and that's the good thing. Mm-hmm. It's like it's only up from here,
yeah,
right? Like, cause you're still learning. It means that you can only get better.
Mm-hmm.
So in the next like 3 to 5 years, where do you like what do you want to do with music? Like, where do you want to see yourself?
Shit, top of the world.
On top of the world.
Hell yeah, crazy. Drake calling me.
Drake calling you.
Drake calling me.
Hey,
you said
for the
five
feature.
Drake calling me.
I love the confidence.
Facts. I ain't gonna be on no, you know, I ain't on no weird nigga shit. It's just gonna be, I'm gonna be hot.
You gotta manifest that.
He gonna hear this by then. He already know I want the feature. You feel me? Tap
yeah
in, Drizzy. Yeah.
Nah, for real. Like, I love the confidence because yeah that's how you have to be if you wanna make it there. If you don't mm-hmm believe in yourself to do it, it's not gonna happen,
mm-hmm,
right?
Facts.
I expect to see you there in the top. We're gonna run this back in a couple of years, and you're gonna be at an elevated level, as
that's,
am I.
That's gonna be
because that's all we do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I graduated, bro. I had no money. I had like $500 to my name. I had to build myself to this. You know what I mean? So I'm sure you can say something similar too, right?
Yeah, man. We ain't had jobs. We ain't had time for no fucking jobs. We ain't had time to hustle, do nothing. It was football and school. That's it. You feel
me? Stipend.
Yeah, football and school, bro. But yeah, I graduated. I flew my whole family out to come see me graduate. So
oh, for
I,
real?
I really went home low. Feel me?
Oh, okay.
Nigga, you know, it take time to figure that shit out, what you want to do, where you want to go and all that. But when you do, go for it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
For sure. Where can people follow you if they want to follow your journey? Like on
I'm on
socials?
I'm on Instagram, DBA_Ace. And then you wanna go tap in with the YouTube and all that. I'm on Spotify, SoundCloud, anything you could think of. Apple Music, all of the above. Feel me?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you got coming out next? Like what's like the next like drop of content or music? I know you talked about some music videos earlier,
ooh,
right?
Yeah. So I don't know if you heard Nights Outside.
Is it on the album?
Yeah.
I probably listened to it. I listened to it all today,
yeah,
just one time through.
I just shot the video of Nights Outside last Saturday, so I'm probably gonna drop that next week.
Is that your favorite song, or which song on the album would you say is your favorite?
See, one day I say this my favorite, then the next day I'd be like, this my favorite.
What about right now? Has your man's heard it?
He just started playing it right now.
Oh, he
probably
did?
Only listened to like 3 songs.
Okay, I was gonna ask him.
Huh? You heard all of it? God damn. What's your favorite song?
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
It's a mixture, bro.
I like one of them. What's that shit called? It has a feature on it, I think.
Which one?
The one with Fats.
Made Up My Mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that one.
We did, you know.
That had that, like,
the LA shit.
The LA, like, kind of sounds like Blast type
yeah,
of beat.
That's the
when
LA,
he gets on a,
that
on
the
a
LA
beat
shit in there. We was, yeah, I know he, you know, he another LA nigga and all that. Shout out him. But it was just, I heard the beat, called that nigga while I'm in the studio, like, hey, what you doing? He's like, shit, what's up? I was like, pull up the studio. Nigga came, did that, got up out of there.
Just like that?
Just like that, bro. No cap.
That's dope. That's probably my favorite song that's on the album too. I love how organic that was. So, other than that, anything else? Like, what you got any last words? Anything you want to plug to the people?
God damn. See, I don't really talk like that. So my last words would have been happy.
Okay.
But thank you for listening.
I love it. Go stream my man's music. Check him out. His shit's fire. I'm telling you, especially if you love that LA sound. I really think you're gonna be one of the next big LA rappers in the city. So I'm looking forward to continue watching your journey. And I'm tapped in with you, bro. We're gonna keep rooting for you.
Say less. Good looking.
Bet.
Get one of them to get up out of here.
Oh yeah, let's get one of them a little cheers. Success.
Yes, sir.
All right, from Ambiance, this is Levi and Ace. We out. Peace.